The federal government's announced today it's spending $60 million to fund 40 housing projects around the country to expand emergency accommodation for about 6,000 women and children fleeing family violence. That policy ticks the box on boosting construction, which the Morrison government's often talked about when outlining its thinking about the way out of the recession. But more needs to be done, according to 300 community groups, including charities, local councils and unions. They think the government should aim to build at least 30,000 social housing properties during the next 4 years. With more, here's Stephanie Boris.
About 6 weeks ago, Lisa had no choice but to leave her Melbourne home because her ex-partner was emotionally abusive.
I'm so scared of being homeless again. I knew that it wasn't good to stay, but it was really hard to leave.
The 42-year-old is now living in emergency accommodation.
Over the years, I've dealt with different types of homelessness. I've done the whole couch surfing. I then went through a phase where I was sleeping rough. I was actually on the street for a good four and a half years. I slept rough. So, yeah, that was tough.
Lisa's emergency accommodation is a motel room paid for by charities, but that's only guaranteed for a fortnight at a time. Her caseworker is trying to find a private rental, and she's also on the waiting list for government-supported affordable housing.
There's that uncertainty when I come to the end of the fortnight, like, am I going to get the funding for another two weeks? You know, am I going to have somewhere to go?
Lisa is far from alone.
There's more than 160,000 Australian households waiting for public housing or Indigenous housing, and many wait many years.
Kate Colvin is leading the Everybody's Home campaign, which is today calling on the federal government to provide the money to invest in building 30,000 new social housing properties over the next 4 years.
Investing in social housing is a way to kill two birds with one stone, both fix this problem of homelessness, but also addresses unemployment because building housing creates jobs.
More than 300 organisations, including charities, housing advocates and unions, have signed a letter to the Prime Minister urging him to ensure funding for the homes is included in next month's federal budget. Bevan Warner is the Chief Executive Officer of Launch Housing, which helps people find a place to live in Melbourne.
We assist 18,000 people a year, and during the height of the pandemic, we were assisting hundreds of people every day. We're still seeing very strong demand, hundreds of people per day.
He's worried the demand for affordable housing is quickly going to overwhelm supply if the government doesn't step in.
We'll see an increase in street sleeping in capital cities. We'll see an increase in people sleeping in cars. The community will bear the extra cost of treating homelessness in the streets rather than solving it. It costs more to treat homelessness than it does to solve it.
Lisa's search for a new home is continuing, and she hopes that once she finds something, she can then start to look for a job.
Home is my identity. If I don't have a home, I can't be the person I want to be, because there's that uncertainty. Knowing that I would have a home, as long as I, you know, of course, as long as I paid the rent and everything on time, that would just be, yeah, everything.
It's 42-year-old Lisa, ending that report by Stephanie Boris.